It's Russ Parr Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. And, of course, Britt is here. She's got to look at the news. What's going on, Britt?
The body of a third victim was recovered after Friday's hot air balloon crash. The balloon with three people on board drifted into a power line and burst into flames in rural Virginia. It was during a preview of the Mid-Atlantic Balloon Festival. 700 people were in attendance. In other news, D.C. police need your help in finding two people of interest in an attack and robbery of 60-year-old Carlton Coltrane on the 400 block of 8th Street in Southeast. The victim died Friday. Police have released surveillance footage. Saturday night, a man died after a stabbing in Northwest near the 1500 block of Quebec Street, Langley Park. Police found the man suffering from stab wounds. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Good news in cancer research. According to the planners, the Susan G. Komen race in D.C. over the weekend raised millions of dollars for breast cancer awareness and research. It was the 25th year of the Komen race in D.C. More good news. The Washington Monument is set to reopen today after being closed for several years for repair damage from that earthquake that hit back in 2011. It did $15 million worth of damage to the structure. There's an opening ceremony today where there will be given out tickets. Also, you can get tickets online in June. This is an interesting story. There has been a series of car break-ins over in New Hampshire, and officials think they had the culprit. It's bears looking for food. They say it's common this time of year that bears stop hibernating and start breaking into cars to get some food. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.